This is the Big K Morning Show. I'm Larry Richard with our anchorman, Paul Rasmussen, and we welcome Jim Link, who is the Chief Human Resources Officer for Schon. And he's joining us via video, and you can see him on our stream, kdkradio.com. Jim, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Larry. Thanks for allowing me the privilege to be here today.
Yeah, we've been anxious to talk to you. So tell us what Schon does before we ask you the multi-million dollar question.
Yeah, it's SHRM, and we are the Society for Human Resource Management, and we represent human resource professionals around the world to the tune of about 340,000 of us.
So you get a lot of feedback about workplace issues, right?
We do. We get a lot of feedback. We research those issues, and we talk to people about what they can actively do in the world of workers and the workplace across the globe.
All right. Now, the big question is about handling politics in a workplace. No doubt this is create because the country's basically divided straight down the middle, give or take a point or two, and we'll find out where that leads us in the next couple of weeks. But in the meantime, what is the feedback that you're receiving about dealing with politics at work?
Yeah, I think the most impressive feedback is actually in the numbers. So we survey quarterly, talk to people about what we call civility in the workplace. And civility, of course, takes many forms. As it relates to politics in particular, 80% of those surveyed of U.S. workers report experiencing or witnessing poor treatment, because of their political opinions in their everyday lives. Now, that's 80%. That's a staggering number, but that really pales in comparison to the 201 million acts of incivility that are reported every day in the workplace. That's the American workplace, of course. And that leads to perhaps as high as $1.2 billion in lost productivity per day. Staggering, scary numbers for those of us who are involved in the world of work on a daily basis.
Boy, if you're a manager or somebody that's running a company, this is of great concern. And then what do you do about it?
Yeah, there are a couple things you can do. I think first, establishing civility as a requirement in the workplace is certainly a fantastic beginning step. And what we actually encourage here at SHRM is dialogue. What seems to happen now is this polarization that you started off talking about, Larry, appears to be growing rather than diminishing. And we believe that the way to do that, whether it's in the workplace or in society more broadly, is certainly to encourage civil discourse and dialogue on a daily basis. There are ways you can do that, of course, but employees are looking at managers as role models to ensure they are the ones that are setting the tone and the tenor in any workplace around civility, and then, of course, down to the things we're talking about, which is political discourse and regard for all in the workplace.
Jim, Paul Rasmussen here. I'm curious to know what you advise a company, a human resource manager, how to handle conflict like this and when it does come up.
Yeah, the first thing to do is to really understand what is actually going on and the source of that issue. Is it a political issue? Is it a personal issue? Whatever it is that might exist in that particular workplace, a manager and an effective human resources team needs to understand the root cause. Once you understand the root cause of that issue, you can then lay out what the action steps are to resolve it. For many people, it's usually an error of communication. We, for example, found in our surveying and in our results that 70% of people told us that they had witnessed an act of incivility in the workplace within the last month, right? That's a huge number. And so what is that act of incivility? Well, we asked that question and we found out that it was things as simple as poor communication or someone didn't like the tone in an email, all the way down to acts of physical violence. Now, fortunately, those acts of physical violence were certainly less than the ones reported from the email altercations, but certainly getting to the root cause of those things is the first step. The second step is then coming to a resolution. And that's the hardest part. If you're a manager or a leader in an organization, you gave up trying to make everybody happy a long time ago. So what you're trying to do then is to establish the best fair outcome for all parties involved. And those things happen, Paul, on a case-by-case basis.
Outside of politics, we're with Jim Link, who is Chief Human Resources Officer for SHRM. Outside of politics, what is the number one issue that people seem to be dealing with at work?
You know, it's the relationship that's tied to with their manager or their boss or their leader. When we look at the issues that surface, many of them are driven simply by communication or lack thereof. People just aren't talking to each other the way that they used to in workplaces. They're relying on social media. They're looking at digital outcomes. They think that everyone texts or that everyone talks face to face. So there's this great polarization even around the way that we communicate and talk to each other. Again, the best way to solve that is by setting the expectations and the standards for what effective communication looks like in an organization, and then holding everyone accountable to ensuring they deliver upon that.
Job security for you, Jim. And then after the election,
all day long,
I'm curious, after the election, if we see, you know, there'll be some residual effect either way, because one side or the other is going to be extremely disappointed. And then as that, you know, settles in, it's going to take some time, though, don't you think?
It absolutely will. And here at SHRM, we're already thinking about what happens next. Right. So when we look at whichever administration, you know, comes into the White House, the best way to think about this is that we will need to be prepared to deal with the outcomes of the decisions that are made by that particular administration. The most effective way to do that is by planning and being prepared now to think about those outcomes. Business leaders are already thinking long and hard about how they will need to adjust or advise or shift whatever position they have. But at the end of the day, it's very, very important to realize that people who are working in your organization are still going to be working there. They're still going to have expectations, and they're going to be relying upon their managers and leaders to set the right tone of civility in that particular workplace.
Jim, for a word of advice to the people who are listening or just workaday people like me, what advice do you have about dealing with this stuff as we go through the day?
Yeah, the best advice I have is to really acknowledge and understand another human being's point of view. We today, because of this polarization, are certainly finding ourselves focused on only one side of a discussion, a conversation, or an argument. There's nothing wrong with asking another human being, a worker, a colleague, a friend, to explain, to acknowledge their position and their point of view. There's nothing wrong with re-engaging people to learn from them, to actually get something from another person's perspective. We seem to have lost that art and that consideration in the workplace today. And I think it's time we revive that and bring it back to life in the workplace as an expectation of how we'll function, both in that workplace and, in my view, more broadly in our society.
Jim, appreciate your time this morning. Great discussion and information, and I hope for some people it helps. Thank you very much.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.